I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A soon-to-be-released documentary film called Uncommon Ground will be screened this weekend in Connecticut. It explores the struggle over the future of the last remaining abandoned Palestinian village on the outskirts of Jerusalem. Lifta is the only Arab village abandoned in 1948 that has not been destroyed or repopulated. Plans are currently underway in Israel to build a luxury development there. The film Uncommon Ground centers on efforts by some of Lifta's former Arab residents and some Jewish activists to save the village. Oren Rudofsky co-produced and directed the film. He describes the opening scene in which co-producer Menachem Daum, an Orthodox Jew from Brooklyn, is walking through Lifta with Palestinian activist Yaqub Odeh, who's leading the effort to save the abandoned village.
Yaqub is reminiscing about his growing up there.
There were nearly 700 houses. Here was my home. You see these stones?
And Menachem tells him that his uncle might have had something to do with an attack on the coffee shop that led to the abandonment of the village. And Menachem says, I always considered my uncle a hero because he helped create the State of Israel. And Yaqub responds with what happened to his family.
Rudofsky, who describes growing up himself in a family of ardent Zionists, says working on the film has profoundly affected the way he understands Israeli-Palestinian relations.
And one of the lessons of this film is never assume you can understand somebody else's experience. We have our own experience, each and every one of us, and the Palestinians and Jews have their own experience. And until we hear each other's experience and accept it, even if we don't agree with it, but accept it as their experience, we can't move forward.
The film Uncommon Ground will be shown on Saturday, May 9th at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury. Producer Oren Rudofsky will be there for a question and answer period following the screening. Diane Orson, WNPR News.